Crumpled cars, broken glass, and scattered empty beer cans greeted students and parents as they drove to Murray High School Friday morning. Firemen pulled both a dummy and two people out of the smashed cars as students made their way to morning classes. The elaborate car crash scene was one part of the Murray Police Department's first Ghost Out, a program aimed at preventing teens from drinking and driving.
We felt that today, being the day before prom, would be a great reminder right before kids go out for that traditional party night and hopefully help them make a better choice.
That's David Howe, Murray Police Department's public affairs sergeant. He says some people thought the accident was real, but the crash scene was just the first of several ways the police department encouraged students to stay safe during their big night. Police officer Scott Brown dresses the Grim Reaper, scythe and all, and roamed the halls throughout the school day, pulling students from class. Some students were spooked and others snickered as the more than 6-foot-tall man glided into their class, wearing a long black robe, white mask, and sunglasses. But all were silent when the chosen student left behind their empty desk, and school resource officer Nikki Knight explained what was happening.
This student has just been selected by the Grim Reaper as another victim of an impaired driving-related crash. Because this student no longer exists, she will not be returning to class.
Howe says the police department wanted to remind students throughout the entire day that their classmate was gone to give them a glimpse into what losing a friend in a drinking and driving accident would look like.
We're placing a big black bow on each desk to remind people that that's where that student would be. I will move from class to class to remind people that the student is no longer there.
Knight says the teachers were sometimes more perturbed than the students during a few of the 14 classroom presentations.
Because they said it hadn't been in the last 4 years, none of these students have had to see it. But there have been like 3 students that have been killed. And one of the teachers said, this brings back memories of having real roses on an empty desk sitting there.
One of the presentations was particularly difficult for Knight. His teenage daughter was one of the students taken by the Grim Reaper.
I had read that stuff time and time and time again. But when I read it for her, I got a lump in my throat.
Knight's daughter and the other students taken out of class spent the rest of the school day in the gym locker room, where they were asked to write their own obituaries. Murray High junior Christina Duncan says she was a little uncomfortable writing her own obituary.
I didn't like to write about how I died or like I won't be walking the halls anymore and doing normal things. So that was kind of sad. And I didn't like to write down who I left behind. That was weird.
Near the end of the school day, all the students gathered for an afternoon assembly. As they walked into the gymnasium, they had to pass an open coffin with a mirror placed inside, so if they looked at the coffin, they would see themselves. Murray High alum Bruce Rogers had been involved in a drinking and driving accident that killed the other passenger. He spoke at the assembly urging students not to make the same mistake. When he was finished, a mock funeral began. Fourteen students walked out, each dressed in black and carrying a single white candle. Councilman and Pastor Butch Sargent said 2 prayers and gave a short sermon before reading all the student-written obituaries. As he read the students' names and how they had died, the Grim Reaper approached, and they blew out the candles in their hands. Then law enforcement laid them down and covered each student with a white sheet.
She didn't have a gas cup, though.
Murray High Principal Teresa Speed says the next Ghost Out won't be for at least another 4 years, so the program has greater impact on the students. While many students seem to take the message to heart, senior Elizabeth Hernandez says the program was a little over the top at times.
It was good to, see the consequences, but parts of it was too much, too real. Some people didn't respect it. They laughed, so I didn't like it.
Another student, Isabel Martinez, says she thinks the Ghost Out may have had a small impact on her classmates.
They probably won't stop drinking. They'll probably be like, oh, we're going to get a designated driver now, but it has probably made people think, oh, we're not going to drive or let's throw the keys overboard or something.
Sergeant Howe says if just one student reconsiders his or her actions because of the program, he considers it a success. He adds that program funding comes from revenue generated from Murray alcohol sales. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.